The Brain Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Well, the Brain Collective helped our family back about a year ago now, probably just under 18 months ago, and I got very ill with a virus and I didn't know what it was, and neither did any of the doctors. It's probably the worst virus I've ever had in my life, and I'm 52 now, and sadly my 15-year-old son at the time got the virus. We've since found out that it was swine flu, but it was a horrendous version of it. We were ill for about a month, and at the end of the virus we had, it was almost like a bit of a nerve attack, that when it's a bad virus you do get it. It was slightly disconcerting, well, very disconcerting. And then what happened was that my son just started to tick, as in, you know, have a twitch. Over the course of 5 days, this twitch turned out to be full-blown Tourette syndrome. So I'm sure any of the mothers or fathers listening can, I was just horrified. And we went down to the LGI in Leeds. They didn't know what to do. Nobody knew what to do. And it actually came out, my son admitted that he had been ticking since he was 11. And he'd kept it quiet. He kept it, you know, because he didn't really understand it. And he would go into the toilets at school and have what we now understand to be tic attacks. I didn't know what to do. My husband just kept on trying to console me because I was inconsolable. And I can feel it now because it's almost like I've got post-traumatic stress syndrome from it. A friend of mine said, "Have you heard of this thing called the Brain Collective?" And at that stage, I'd seen so many doctors who could not help and had did not understand. I'm just like, you know, oh, forget it. You know, I can't possibly take him to another doctor. And she said, "No, it's not a doctor. It's in Harrogate." And I kind of ignored her because I couldn't face anymore. And she kept on badgering me. And that's a great thing about good friends. And she said, "Go there now. It's at Windsor House. You can go on the way to collect your daughter." So I just went. I just walked into the reception, and it's like a different offices, and there's a receptionist there. And I said, "I want to see somebody from this Brain Collective." I was so desperate. The lady said, "Oh, they're busy, they're in clinic." And I just said, "I'll wait." Melanie came down and she said, "How can I help you?" Well, I'll be honest, I just burst into tears. I just said, "I'm so destroyed. Please help me and my son." She was tremendous. She said, "Right, okay, we'll bring him in the next day." We had no idea. He was going to have some sort of brain map. And, you know, sometimes when things are so dark, you just go with it. He went, he had a brain map, he was ticking very badly, both vocally and physically, to the point where, you know, I couldn't look at him anymore because it was too heartbreaking. They started and they said, "We think we can help." It took a lot of effort. We went in twice a week. Initially it was twice a day and then twice a week. And he's now at, he did his GCSEs. He had 6 months off school because he was so ill. And we've got it diagnosed. We know that it will probably go away in the early 20s, when he's early 20s. And he's fine now. He still ticks occasionally, but you would never know if you spoke to him. It was like a miracle. Honestly, it's like, I'm not a stupid person and I'm not dumb. And it's like, you try and explain what it is. And because of the cost of it, I think people are slightly reluctant. But when you're that desperate, you'll do it. They take like a map of your brain waves. And they said, "We can see why he ticks, because he has very slow brain wave." And whenever he has a session, he's like a completely different person. His personality is so much brighter. He's funny. He's busy, he's interesting, he's interested in you, whereas before he was just like this sort of teenager. And so I think it's brightened his brain pathways.
And my daughter has very bad migraines. She went, and my daughter really wanted to go because I suppose I've never suffered from migraines, but if you do, they're horrendous. And from having 2 or 3 migraines a week, she maybe will have one a month, less than that. And then I thought, well, you know, I'd like to ward off Alzheimer's. Not that it's in my family, but I thought, well, you know, this thing works. And so I go once every couple of weeks, just as a maintenance to ward off any neurological issues that may come my way in the future. So there we are with the Brain Collective. They were just a beacon.
Collective on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.